Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord breathes on us, the glory voice says, we will rise on wings like the eagle. Our Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We are grateful to you, for you are our God, the one that has called us, that has saved us, has delivered us from the powers of the enemy, that we will serve him. Tonight, Lord God in heaven, we present ourselves before you and we plead with you. Breathe upon us indeed in Jesus' name. Let your name be exalted. All glory and honor and praises will be brought back to you, for they belong to you and to you alone. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Tonight we shall be looking at the topic, saved to serve. Saved to serve. Saved to serve. I think there is a church called that in town. Is it save and serve? Yes. But tonight we shall be looking at saved to serve. For our scripture reading, we shall be looking at Luke chapter 1, 68 to 75, and Joshua 24, 15. Luke chapter 1, 68 to 75, and then Joshua 24, 15. So let's start with Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 from 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the home of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Might serve him without fear. 75. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. All the days of our life. And Joshua 24, 15. Joshua 24:15 says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. The end of it says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I would like to start by giving the summary. It says we are saved to serve. That is the primary reason we are saved. It's the primary reason that God brought us and delivered us from darkness of the world. It's the primary reason he takes the yokes and bondages away from us. The reason God does all that is for us to have freedom to serve Him. That is the reason that you and myself will have freedom to serve Him. Exodus chapter 5 verse 1. God spoke to Pharaoh through Moses. He says, "Let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go that they may worship me." That was a command given by God to Pharaoh to release his people that they will go and serve him. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 says, "How much more then will the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." I put emphasis there, without hindrance. So that we may serve the living God without hindrance. What then do we mean when we talk about to serve? What is it when we talk about to serve? To serve is to act in conformity to the law of a superior. To act in conformity to the law of a superior and treat him with due reverence. That is one meaning of to serve. To act in conformity to the law of a superior. A person that is superior to you. And you treat that person with due reverence. To serve is to obey. To serve is to obey. To perform duties in the employment of a master. To serve is to obey, or to perform duties in the employment of a master. It is to attend to the command or to wait on instructions. It is to attend to the command or to wait on instructions. We see the servers in the hotels. They wait on the customers of the hotels. What they are waiting is to be given command as to what to do. They want to know what's in the mind of this customer. They want to know what the customer would have them do. That is what it is to serve. So we may summarize service like this. To serve is to commit self dedicatedly. To serve is to commit self dedicatedly, continuously, and wholeheartedly to doing the will or command. To serve is to commit self dedicatedly, continuously, and wholeheartedly to doing the will or command. And to meet the expectations of a master. You commit yourself how? Dedicatedly, continuously, wholeheartedly to doing the will of the master, and also to meet his expectations. So we hear Paul saying, "I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. I, Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ." Paul had made up his mind, just like Joshua had done, to dedicate himself continuously, wholeheartedly, in the service of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 12, verse 26, which we have here, John 12:26, it says, "If any man serve me, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will also be. If any man serve me, let that man follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be. It concludes by saying, if any man serves him, that's God speaking, his father also will honor that person that serves him. So if we make up our mind to serve God dedicatedly, continuously, wholeheartedly, John 12:26 tells us that God will honor us, and may we be honored indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when he says, if any man serves me, such a person should follow, such a person should wait on, what is he talking about? Why would we have to follow? Why would we have to wait on him? Number one, we wait on him to clear the instructions, to clarify the instructions he may give. We wait on him to get clarification for the instructions he may give. We wait on him to get guidance. We wait on him to get inspiration as to how to go about the instructions he's giving us. We wait on the Lord patiently. We follow him that we will get inspiration as to how to go about the instructions he may give us. We wait on him to get empowered. We wait on the Lord to get empowered. We follow him that we may see the way he does the things he does, so that we will copy him and begin to do things that same way. And at times, if what we are to do is not properly done, we may get some rebuke. But remember that if he rebukes us, it is for our own good. Praise the Lord. He may rebuke us. He may tell us that this has not been done as he expects the same to be done. And when he does that, it is good for us that we listen and obey. And may the Lord help us to obey indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. No wonder Jesus said in John chapter 4:34, he says, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it. My meat is to do the will of he who sent me and to finish it. My desire, my uppermost concern, that which concerns me, that which I love to do, that which interests me in this world, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 says, it is required of a servant or of a steward that such be found faithful. It is required of myself that has made up my mind to be a servant of Christ to be found faithful. It is required of you that has made up your mind to be a servant of Christ to be found faithful. Romans chapter 1:16-17. Romans chapter 1:16-17. I'll paraphrase it. Apostle Paul speaking. He said, I am not ashamed of preaching the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That's Paul talking. That since he has made up his mind to be a servant of Jesus Christ, is not ashamed to do that which he has been commanded to do. So God expects you and myself that at whatever time and in whatever condition to serve him. That is what God expects of you, of me. That at whatever time and in whatever condition we may find ourselves, that we should employ it, that time and condition, for his service. Someone was giving testimony the other day, I've forgotten where, and he said that a young man proved stubborn to, yes, I remember, we went to the Chukuma's program, and the young man wanted to serve God with all of his heart. He had committed himself to serving God, but his parents were being obstacle on his way. They didn't want him. And so this young man made up his mind. He was going on a retreat. He told his parents he was going on a retreat. But the parents, in order to punish him or to discipline him according to their own mind, went God's place and arrested him and put him in the cell. He found himself conditioned in the cell. But glory be to God. That while in the police cell, the Lord was still using him. So much so that he prayed, even for some inmates in that cell. And in course of his being there, those people were released from the cell. Can we give a clap ovation to the Lord for what he has done? That was the condition he found himself. He didn't go there mourning, crying, why did my parents do this to me? They took him to the police cell. Right in the police cell, the Spirit of God, like Joseph, was with him. He presented the gospel to people in that place. He prayed with them. And right in his presence, some people were released to the glory of the name of the Lord. Those people, we learned, have been calling him. May the Lord God Almighty find me and every one of us useful in his service in Jesus' name. They've been calling him to seek counsel, to know the next step to follow. A young man. I think he's still seeking admission to get into the university. He's not. So in our own context here, he's still a youth. A youth doing valiantly for the Lord. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I was saying that God expects us in whatever situation, whatever condition, at whatever time to serve him. So, how does God expect us to serve him? How does God expect us to serve him? Psalms 100 verse 2 tells us that God would want us to serve him joyfully and with gladness of heart. God would want us to serve him joyfully and with gladness of heart. Not mournfully. Not in murmuring. Not in complaining like that young man would have done. He would have gone into that place full of complaint. Oh God, I went on retreat. Look at where it has landed me. He did not do that. Rather, joyfully, cheerfully, he presented the gospel to people in that place and it yielded result. May our walk in the Lord yield results in Jesus' name. The Lord expects us to serve him committedly. Committedly. The Lord expects us to serve him committedly. We find that in John chapter 4, verse 34. And in John chapter 9, verse 4. John chapter 4, verse 34, and John chapter 9, verse 4. The Lord expects us to serve him committedly. The Lord expects us to serve Him continuously. Continuously. There is no break. There is no break. There is no stop. Wherever we are, at whatever condition, at whatever time, the Lord expects us to keep serving Him. We find that in Luke chapter 1, verses 74 to 75. Luke chapter 1, 74 to 75. The Lord expects us to serve Him wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. We must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. Matthew 22:37. Matthew 22:37 and Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. We must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. With all that the Lord has given us, we must love the Lord our God with all those. We must serve the Lord in holiness. We must serve the Lord in holiness. That's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. And Luke chapter 1, 75. We must serve the Lord in holiness. We remember Daniel. Daniel 1:8, the Bible tells us that he purposed in his heart that he was not going to defy himself with the portion of the king's meat. That was Daniel. He made up his mind. He was not going to defy himself with the portion of the king's meat. Although a slave in a foreign land, but he remembered, he knew his God would want him to remain holy, and he continued in holiness. May the Lord grant us the grace to do the same in Jesus' name. The Lord will want us to serve Him with integrity of heart. Integrity of heart. The Lord will want us to serve Him with integrity of heart. Psalms 24 verses 3 to 6 and Job 27, 5. The Lord will want us to serve Him with integrity of heart. And then, the Lord will want us to serve Him without fear. Without fear. The Lord wants us to serve Him without fear. Now 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 tells us that the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. But what spirit has He given us? The spirit of what? Of boldness and of what? Sound mind. I still imagine that young man in the cell. What about if he went there with his head buried in fear? But he went there like a lion. And he presented the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, which brought salvation first and then deliverance. Ah, the Lord is good. The gospel brought salvation first and then deliverance from prison. Is that not what our people have been going to the prisons to do? And may the Lord prosper that work continually in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Luke 9, 62. Luke 9:62. It says, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. No man, Luke 9:62. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So God demands our total dedication. Our total dedication. He does not want half-hearted commitment. God does not want half-hearted commitment. If we are His servants indeed, we cannot therefore choose what instructions to follow and what instructions not to follow. We cannot choose what instructions to follow and what instructions not to follow. If we are indeed the servants of God, if we are indeed the servants of God, we cannot, we don't have the option of choosing what instruction, what commands to follow and what not to follow. I was just wondering. The commander-in-chief of a nation decides what, for example, their police force will wear. Abi? Yeah. The president, he decides. Or whoever it is at the helm of affairs in that place decides what uniform, for example, will wear. Or whatever way they want, they will do the things they do, at least within that station or within that ministry or somewhere. It is not responsible, therefore, for any person enlisted in that army, in that police, or in that working in that ministry to come out to redefine the kind of uniform they will wear. So, for example, the Bible says this is the kind of dress he expects us as his children to wear. Some people try to redefine it. Such people, they are not properly enlisted in the army of Christ. Or, he says, this is what is next to do. And the person says, in this place, they give too much order. They make us to work too much and all that. Such person or such people are not properly enlisted in the service of the King of Kings. And my prayer today is that we will make up our minds to be properly enlisted. And Lord will help all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4. It says, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They do not want to follow to do that which is expected of them to do in the service of the King of Kings. But I believe, God, that we shall not be like that in Jesus' name. We shall be people that will be ready to take commands as we are given. And when those commands come, our hearts will be open to receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 27, Peter said, we have given up. We have left everything to serve you. That was Peter. We have left everything in order to serve you. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul said, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Savior. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Indeed, I count everything I had known as loss. I put them behind me because I have known Christ and I want to serve Him correctly. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 15, that's the story of David longing to drink water from the well by the gate of Bethlehem. And he said, oh, that I may get water to drink from the well at the gate of Bethlehem. And three of his mighty men that were enrolled in the service of David, they stood up and fought through the ranks of the Philistines and went and got water for David from the well at the gate of Bethlehem, the well at the gate of Bethlehem. He fought through the ranks of the Philistines and went and got water for David. How much do we fight in this service which we have enrolled? How much fight do we put up? The men of David, they went and fought. They fought through, they broke through the rank. But you and myself, how much resistance do we put against the devil? How much fight do we put up to see that which is expected of us to achieve in this kingdom of God, into which we are called, we are able to achieve them? In 1 Kings chapter 19 to 21, we have the story of Elisha. Elisha, as soon as Elisha was commissioned, Elisha never looked back. He continued. In fact, the Bible tells us that he took his oxen and slaughtered and took their yoke and used them to cook the oxen and gave to the people that were working with him. In fact, literally, he broke the bridge. He was never to go back, because he had made up his mind. He has been enrolled in the service of the King of Kings. He was not going back. What about you? What about myself? We remember also the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Daniel inclusive. Let me put my own, The story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made up their mind that they were going to honor their God even in a foreign land. And that they stood for. They made sure that they did that which is necessary to be done, that the name of the Lord God Almighty, whom they serve, be glorified. And may we make up our mind like Daniel, like Shadrach, like Meshach, and like Abednego, in Jesus' name. When we serve the Lord the way he wants us to serve him, there are benefits. And I just want to bring out four benefits quickly before we pray. Benefits of serving the Lord. Benefits of serving the Lord. When we serve the Lord, we cause him to rejoice. We cause God to rejoice. We find out in John chapter 15, verse 8. We cause God to rejoice when we serve him. Service in the house of God has both temporal and eternal reward. Service in the house of God has both temporal and eternal reward. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 to 13. Verses 1 to 13. 14, yes. Deuteronomy 28 from verses 1 to 14. Tell us many of the temporal reward that we can get by serving the Lord. Matthew 19:28-29 also tells us about some of the rewards that we can get by serving the Lord. When we serve the Lord, our lives bring praise and glory to the name of the Lord. When we serve him, our lives will bring praise and glory to the name of the Lord our God. Daniel chapter 3:28 tells us that. Daniel chapter 3:28 tells us that. When we serve the Lord, we prosper in all that we do. When we serve the Lord, we prosper in all that we do. When we serve the Lord, we prosper in all that we do. We find that in Daniel chapter 6:28 and in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. When we serve the Lord, we prosper in all that we do. That's in Daniel chapter 6:28 and in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. When we serve the Lord, John chapter 12, verse 26 tells us that the Lord will honor us. When we serve the Lord, John chapter 12, 26 tells us that the Lord will honor us. And what is it then for God to honor his servant? Isaiah 44:26 says that the Lord will confirm your word. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 44:26 tells us that the Lord will confirm your word. When you speak, the Lord will confirm it. That is honor for you. That is honor for me. When you speak, you say a thing, the Lord God Almighty will see to it that it comes to pass. And may that be your portion and my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. How beautiful it will be that wherever you are, wherever I am, your word or my word becomes command. The word that comes from your mouth cannot be contended because the Lord God Almighty will confirm it. I pray that as we make up our mind to serve Him, as we make up our mind to follow Him, as we make up our mind to do that which will bring joy to the Lord, He will confirm His words in our mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory Voices will lead us to take a song now, even as we go before the Lord in prayer. Glory Voices, please. question the song has put before you and before me this evening. When Jesus comes, will he find me ready? Will he find you ready? In the place that he has called you and myself to serve, will he find us ready? His prayer for you, his prayer for you, his prayer for me. Lord, Lord, please find me ready. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. That I will be found ready, waiting, watching, even in that place. Even in that place. Even in that place. That I be found ready, waiting, watching, even in that place, even in that assignment, even in that assignment, even in that assignment, in that assignment, in that assignment, that I be found waiting, I be found ready, I be found watching, even in that assignment, in that assignment, in that assignment. Am I doing that assignment joyfully? Are you doing that assignment joyfully? Are you doing it joyfully? That assignment in your hand, that assignment, that place of your service, in that place of service, are you doing it joyfully? Are you doing it joyfully? Are you doing it joyfully? Are you doing it with gladness of heart? Are you doing it with gladness, or you are complaining? You are complaining. You are complaining. Are you doing it with gladness of heart, or you are complaining? Ask the Holy Spirit today. Commit yourself to the Holy Spirit that he will help you. That he will help you. That he will help me. Commit yourself to the Holy Spirit. That he will help you. That he will help you. That he will help you. That he will help me. Father, we come before you. Holy Spirit of God, we come before you. That you will help us. We come. We present ourselves before you. That you will help us. 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 Pray that the Holy Spirit will help you. Will help me. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to be committed indeed to the work. That we will be committed indeed to the work. Jesus Christ said concerning himself that his meat is to do the will of him that called him. His desire, his sole concern is to do the will of him that called him. That is his meat. That is his own sole desire. Let's pray to God tonight, to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit will help us. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask of you, we plead with you, that you help us. Help us, Holy Spirit of God. Help us, Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. He says the night comes when no man can walk. 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 Am I doing the work wholeheartedly? Am I doing the work wholeheartedly? Am I doing the work wholeheartedly? Are we doing the work wholeheartedly? Ah, Holy Spirit of God. Are we doing the work continuously? Continuously. In what time, whatever time, and in whatever condition. In whatever time, and in whatever condition. Are we doing it continuously? Or we are doing it when we are able? Are we doing it when we are able? Or continuously? Continuously. When the Lord gives you a command anyway, how do you take the command? When the Lord tells you, you have not done this well. You have not done this well. What do you do? What do you do? Do you repent of it and go back to do what is right? Do you repent of it and go back to do what is right? Sekupa ikampo sokoshike gegege reke progosuku brakatakataka rebo sobregerebo suki praga babababo endebroko simbrakateke gegege. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to share one small thing that happened yesterday. To me, I went somewhere to greet someone, an hospital anyway. Two people were there. And my mind tells me that those two people, after saying hello to one, I was supposed to have gone to say hello to the other. But something happened before I got to the hospital, and that thing I'm sure beclouded me. So after saying hello to this person, I just turned and went away. But as I was leaving, my mind was telling me, what about the other person? What about the other person? I came back to the church, was doing some work, but what about the other person? So I packed my baggage and I was going home with the mind that I will go through that place and greet the person, pray with the person before going home. That was, I believe, the Spirit of God speaking to me. You have not done well. You have not done well. Remember that we said that as we follow Him, as we wait on Him, He will give us instruction, direction, guidance, inspiration, including at times rebuke. And when He rebukes us, like He did to me yesterday, when He rebukes you, how do you take it? I want us to come back to God and say, God, the grace to open my ears to hear you, so that when you rebuke me, I will follow the instruction you have given. Help me, grant to me the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, that my heart be open to you, that my heart be open to you. I was not able to go there yesterday, but this morning, that was the first assignment I undertook. I couldn't go yesterday. This morning, it was the first assignment. I had to go there. I'm sorry, yesterday I was not able. In fact, I forgot to come and say hello to you, but here I am. How do you take it when the Lord rebukes you? Do you write it off? Because it is part of service. It is part of service. Do you say, God, don't worry. See, when God tells you something, it is because He worries about it. When God tells you something, it's because He worries about it. Ask God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, the grace to serve you in holiness. The grace to serve you in holiness, grant unto us. The grace to serve you in holiness. With integrity of heart, O God, the grace to serve you with integrity of heart. Jehovah, the grace to serve you with integrity. Integrity of heart. Integrity. Mashikabo sotekaka. Yima sababo sotokeke. Imbregebo son tokobege. Imbregebo son preketebabo sokopo. The grace to serve you, Lord, with integrity of heart. Integrity of heart. Integrity, integrity, integrity. Father, the grace to serve you with integrity. Not in deception. Not in deception. No more in pretense. No more in pretense. Lord, no more in pretense. No more in pretense. Not in deception. No more in pretense, oh God. No more in pretense. No more in pretense. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, the grace to serve you without fear. The grace to serve you without fear. The grace to serve you. The grace to serve you without fear. The grace to serve you, Lord, without fear. In the name of Jesus. The grace to serve you without fear. The grace to serve you without fear. The grace to serve you without fear. In the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, the grace to serve you without fear. The grace to serve you without fear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The grace to serve you, Lord, without fear. The grace to serve you without fear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, the grace to serve you without fear, without fear. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for you are our God. Only one life to live. I give it to thee. Only one life, only one life.
wonderful message you have passed on to us, the instruction you have given to us tonight, and the need to give total, wholehearted service unto you, beginning with our life, yielding our all, consecrating ourselves unto you. Lord, we pray that first of all, open our eyes to identify those areas of service for those who have not known. And once we discover our calling, O God, help us to give everything into the service in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was those who served the Lord with deceit and with hypocrisy, curse has been placed on them. But for us, O God, it is blessing, because we will serve you with joy, with gladness, with everything in us. In the name of Jesus, we're living a borrowed life. This life is not ours. It is the life you give unto us, because we commit ourselves unto the work of the cross of Calvary. Therefore, Lord, we declare, we proclaim that this one life you have given unto us, we will use it in your service. We will use it to bring glory and honor unto your name. In the name of our Lord Jesus. The grace to do this, O God, that's why we have come to meet with the Holy Spirit. It's a night of Holy Ghost encounter. Spirit of the living God, we ask for uncommon grace to accomplish, to do this work to your pleasing, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From this moment, O God, more than ever before, we give ourselves to obeying you and to living for you every moment of our days, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant whom you have used to declare your mind unto us tonight. May you strengthen him as he resolves to serve you with the whole of his family, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give our offering to you tonight, O God.